Mike in Ohio is on the line and needs some suggestions with heating a home in the event of a power outage. Welcome, Mike.
Yes, we do indeed. Because of the terrible winter weather, especially December, January, February is bad. So it's 3 months. And, emergency sources of, and safe, especially safe sources of indoor heating inside the home in case the furnace goes out.
All right. Well, first of all, do you have a fireplace?
No, I do not.
All right. So let me just suggest then that the safest indoor heating source is your furnace, which can be made operable through the installation of a standby generator. Do you run on gas?
Yes, natural gas, force hot air.
So what we would recommend is that you invest in a standby generator. Leslie just put one of these in. I'm actually putting in. In fact, I met with the Kohler generator representative today to size one for my home. I had a smaller one that actually got me through Hurricane Sandy, speaking of natural disasters, and now I'm ready to upgrade to a bigger one. And I got to tell you, the prices have come down on them. They're very efficient, and in some cases, depending on the size, they will repower your entire house. Because if you lose power, you know, you're going to be able to restore some heat, maybe, if you had something like a kerosene space heater, but I'm not going to tell you that's safe. It's not. There's thousands of fires that happen all the time, every year, because of things like that. So I would recommend that you think about investing in a standby generator. Now, you can either get one that covers the entire house, or Kohler also recently had a line that came out that is as small as an 8K, a 10K, or a 12K generator. So they have a smaller generator line, a larger generator line, all permanently installed standby. So basically, they come on automatically when the power goes out. That is definitely the safest way to repower your house, reheat your house in an emergency.
What would we do in the case that the furnace actually broke and say they couldn't get a part through expedited mail for a day or two? And worst case scenario, you know, we're looking at 10 to 15 degrees below zero.
You're in trouble, Mike, because there's no space heater that is going to be able to heat that entire house. You know, you can have portable electric heaters, you can have some kerosene heaters, but you're never going to get the same level and same of comfort you're going to get in that house. And frankly, I doubt that that would ever happen. You'd have to have a really oddball furnace, because most furnaces have pretty standardized parts, and it doesn't take days or weeks to get them fixed.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.